I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I saw this story, and I thought of Liv the Web Girl at first. 17 people were arrested. This happened in New Jersey during a pub crawl called SantaCon.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down.
Oh yeah,
Santa
she's
Claus
been to that before.
She loves it. It sounds fun. You kind of all dress up as Christmas stuff, mainly Santa, but some people do like elves or whatever. Well, the event featured hundreds of people dressed as Santa as they went from bar to bar to bar. Several people, though, were arrested for a fight at a bar, while another woman, she must have had a lot of eggnog, was arrested for punching a cop in the face.
Never do
How
that.
How drunk are you? Like, I've been so drunk before, but I know.
That's bad.
Don't swing at a bouncer.
You've never punched a cop?
No, never. Have you?
You've never lived. No.
What?
I'm kidding.
I don't know. It could be, I always see smaller guys going after big stuff, so maybe it's possible right there. Hey. So the woman is expected to be charged with aggravated assault. No other officers were hurt during the event. Let's keep this Christmas music going with our next dummy, a burglar nicknamed the Criminal Claus.
Yikes.
Got stuck in a store's chimney. How dumb are people? Only Santa can go down a chimney.
Yeah, literally only Santa. Let's leave that to the professionals, please.
The man attempted to slide down and sneak inside and was forced to call 911 for help after getting lodged and stuck inside.
Lord have mercy.
Florida firefighters had to use special equipment to get the man out. He wasn't hurt but was arrested and charged with burglary. And your final dummy of the day story today is local. I just saw this morning. I was like, well, that's interesting, and I would like to know what you guys would do if you were in this situation.
Okay.
A Griffith, Indiana woman's order from a fast food restaurant came with a side of cocaine.
Oh, wow.
Lucky.
Jealous. The woman received a call from an employee asking if she received an order of cheese sticks she didn't order. When she said she did, the employee asked if she could return the food.
Ooh.
That's when she found the bag of cocaine and called the police.
Whoa.
When officers went to the restaurant, they found the cocaine in the woman's bathroom, in a drawer, and one of the offices. The restaurant had been shut down, but it isn't known which employee placed the drugs into the woman's order. So, we've heard this all the time at fast food places, like,
yeah,
hey, you got any extra broccoli you can put on that?
Fries,
the side, maybe?
Extra crispy. Yeah, extra, we've heard of that.
If you're in a gang,
extra crip.
Yeah,
fries, extra crip, only in LA.
But cheese sticks, I've never heard that one. You got to be careful what you order nowadays.
You never know.
Love me some cheese sticks, but apparently they're putting some cocaine with those orders.